getting up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records, I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones, this is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations, this is a polka DJ.
And just like that, another week is here and time for another episode. Is it an episode or an edition? Another program, another hour, whatever it is. A bunch of great old-time music anyway here at Tim Zumpa Hour. Glad you're along with us for the hour anyway. We'll play this stack of records here. Got a big stack of great old-time 45 sitting here that we got to get into the show this week. So glad you're along with me for all the fun and whatever else happens in the show. You just never seem to know, I guess. Let's get it rolling here with Brass with the Midas Touch. You know, like King Midas, it all turns to gold. I don't know. The song is called the Beer Hall Bird. There you go. Brass with the Midas Touch gets the show rolling this week on the old Oompa Hour. The Beer Hall Bird. Not sure what that means. A bird, a kind of a dance, too? Is that what that is? Because it's the only record I know of. Out of the hundreds of old-time records I have laying around, probably thousands, that refers to something as a bird. The Beer Hall Bird. I have no idea what I'm talking about. And I have no specific things to discuss with you on this week's show. So we're going to rely a lot on the records to get me through the show this week, I think. I'm battling a bit of a cold, which I again blame on my grandson because he goes to daycare and he comes and hangs out with grandma and grandpa and he brings germs into the house. That's my theory anyway, and I'm sticking with it because I don't go hang out where there's germs, but they say little kids are the bringers of germs to people. So maybe that's it. I don't know. We'll talk about the weather later. I know you don't care because you're not here, but we'll talk about it anyway. Gene Thomas and the Jolly Brothers up next. This is the Good Luck Polka.
Thank you. the way we make a toast. Cheers, cheers, cheers. Everybody swing. Tra-la-la-la-la-la-la-la. Tra-la-la-la-la-la-la-la. Tra-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la. Now's drove ya. Oh, that's the way we make a toast. Now's drove ya. Oh, here's good luck to you.
Tra-la-la-la-la-la-la-la. Tra-la-la-la-la-la-la-la. Tra-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la.
Ah, salut. Oh, that's the way we make a toast. Ah, salut. Oh, here's good luck to you.
Tra-la-la-la-la-la-la-la. Tra-la-la-la-la-la-la-la. Tra-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la.
Skål, skål, skål. Oh, that's the way we make a toast. Skål, skål, skål. Oh, here's good luck to you.
Tra-la-la-la-la-la-la-la. Tra-la-la-la-la-la-la-la. Tra-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la.
Prost, prost, prost. Oh, that's the way we make a toast. Prost, prost, prost. Oh, here's good luck to you.
Tra-la-la-la-la-la-la-la. Tra-la-la-la-la-la-la-la. Tra-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la.
Hey, bonne chance. Oh, that's the way we make a toast. Hey, bonne chance. Oh, here's good luck to you.
Tra-la-la-la-la-la-la. Tra-la-la-la-la-la-la.
That's Gene Thomas and the Jolly Brothers there and the Good Luck Polka. This is Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldies show. Glad you're with us again. If you just stumbled on this, believe it or not, this happens every week. We play about an hour of old-time records on the show. It's always records. We don't play digital stuff. And generally, well, since they're records, they're all vintage. There aren't that many records being made nowadays of old-time music. There might be a few because they're making a lot of records again. Vinyl sales have been skyrocketing the last few years, but that's usually, you know, rock and roll people reissuing old rock and roll albums and stuff. I can't imagine anyone reissuing old-time albums on vinyl, but it's possible. Anyway, all original old records here on the Oompa Hour. So, hey, every now and then we hit a scratchy one just to give you that original patina, you know. Tom Salock and the Polecats up next. Who's the Only Girl?
Sets my heart awhirl. How can't you guess her name? Who's the only pearl that gives my mind a twirl? Oh, can't you guess her name? Tell me what's in store for the girl that I adore and the one that I plan to marry. You know her name, you know her name, for yours and hers are the same.
Thank you. Yes, my mom's a twirl. Oh, can't you guess her name? Tell me what's in store for the girl that I adore and the one that I plan to marry. You know her name. You know her name, for yours and hers are the same.
There you go, Tom Selleck there and the Polecats. Who's the only girl here on Tim Zupa Hour? It's your old-time oldies show. We do this every week. Playing the polka records is what we do. Sometimes I, just like there, I accidentally just a little bit slip into kind of a Lawrence Welk thing. I'm sorry. I don't mean to do that. It just happens from time to time. All right, this next record, always, at least for me, discussion on how to correctly pronounce it, because I've always called it the Helena Polka. It's spelled Helena, like Helena Montana. But I have watched the Molly B. Polka Show on RFD TV in years gone by, and Molly always introduced it as the Helena Polka, and I don't know which one it is. So whichever you prefer is what you can pretend the name of the song is. And a vintage 45 here, man, it's got the vintage sound. Not that it's scratchy, but some of the really early ones have kind of a different equalization. They don't sound as bright and crisp as the newer ones. Whoopi John and his concertina orchestra. Whoopi John there and his concertina orchestra, it says on this record, and the Helena Polka, or the Helena Polka, depending, I guess, on which side of the river you're from. I don't know. I always have said Helena Polka for the last 60 years, but I don't know what's going on with that. How's the weather where you are? Man, I tell you, we had a pretty good week going last week here in northern Minnesota. Kind of sunshiny and pretty nice out there. And some rain last week. But it was, you know, warm rain. It was nice out. And then this week, things started getting weird again. We actually had a winter weather warning last night and into this morning. And stacked up like, well, we didn't get much here. But like in Duluth, like an hour and a half away, they had like 10 inches of snow. It's like, what the heck, people? It's fishing opener coming up. And people want to be out in their boats. We don't want to be snow blowing. Jeez. So it's the winter that never ends, I guess. That's what we always complain about up here. Winter never ends. I think this happens every year, and we just complain about it like because we blocked it out of our mind. So we don't remember that it happened the year before. Don't know, but Little Richard Polka Band is up next in the I Never Knew Polka.
I never knew how much I loved you until the day you said goodbye. I never knew how much I miss you, how many lonely nights I cried. If I had one more chance to tell you how lucky I would be, for now I know how much I love you. So darling, please come back to me.
My darling, come back to me is what I pray. And I'll never ever stray. For we belong together, day after day, forever and ever.
How much I loved you until the day you said goodbye. I never knew how much I missed you, how many lonely nights I cried. If I had one more chance to tell you how lucky I would be, for now I know how much I love you. So darling, please come back to me.
There you go, Little Richard's Polka Band there. I Never Knew Polka. This is Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. Glad you're along with us for another show anyway. I need to talk about World of Accordions Museum and invite you to stop by. They're located in Superior, Wisconsin, of course. We've been talking about them for quite a while. They have like 1,400 accordions and concertinas on display. I always mention that first when I'm talking about them, just because it just seems like insanity, doesn't it? Think about that, 1,400 accordions. Holy crap is all I can say. They have the beautiful concert hall. They have events scheduled, of course, throughout the year. They have the accordion and technicians repair and technician school for fixing accordions and concertinas and whatnot going on there. They got the gift shop with all kinds of musical stuff, not just for old time or accordion people, but anybody who's into music. So you need to check it out. Maybe make it a place to stop if you're going to be traveling in the upper Midwest this summer. worldofaccordions.org is where you can find them online. All the information is there. You want to check their hours, give them a call. Maybe you want to bring a tour bus in. They would love that. And they do that kind of thing. But you would want to get in touch with them first instead of just, surprise, here's 74 people, you know. Check them out online, worldofaccordions.org. All right, you write that down, worldofaccordions.org. org. All right, what do we got here? Oh, Paloma Blanca. It's the Happy Louie Orchestra.
Feel the morning sunlight. I can smell the newborn hay. I can hear God's voice, it's calling on my golden skylight way. Vuela paloma blanca. I'm just a bird in the sky. Vuela paloma blanca, over the mountains I fly. No one can take my freedom away. Once I had my share of losing, 'cause they locked me on a chain. Yes, they tried to break my power. Oh, I still can feel the pain. Ya jestem białe gołąb, ja jestem ptak niebo sam. Ja jestem białe gołąb, przez góry se wyfrugał. Nikt nie może odebrać mnie. No one can take my freedom away.
Louie's Orchestra, Paloma Blanca, here on Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldie show, coming at you from wherever you happen to be listening, whether you're listening on a radio or a webcast or a podcast or a download or an MP3 or an LMNOP or whatever. Glad to have you along with us for another show. You ever have one of those days where you drop something little peeny teeny weeny and you know you're never going to find it again, but it's too much trouble to go get another one? When I'm not doing things like this show, for example, I repair old record players. And if you've ever taken an old record player apart, you know that there's a lot of itty-bitty parts in there. Little washers and little C-clips and little doodads and springs and thingamajiggers. And I took a drive mechanism in an old 1954, in fact, record player last week. And I was taking part of the mechanism apart. And I took off the little C-clip and I pulled out the little shaft that the turret rotates on. I know, this is all geek talk. You don't care. And I thought I had all the little parts in my fingers, because there were two washers, a spacer, and a thing, and a clip. But inside between, there was a little itty-bitty fiber washer. I'll bet you it's not even a quarter inch across. And I dropped it, and I saw it fall down, and it vanished. And there's no way it had enough mass to go very far, but it's vanished. And, of course, I'm in the basement where there's all kinds of, you know, stuff, you know, like on a basement floor, cement basement floor where the workshop is. And I've got to find that little bitty part now, because the part I ordered came in and I can put the record player back together and I can't find the part. drive me crazy. But yeah, that's my mission when I get done with the show today. If I remember, I'll let you know if I find it. Because otherwise, you got to drive all the way to the hardware store to buy a little fiber washer that costs like 3 cents. It's like, are you kidding me? Anyway, let's get back to the music. I love Eddie Blazonczyk's Versatones. Do not play them often enough in the show. And that's because most of the records I have by them are albums. And I rarely play the albums because they're buried under the workbench here or the table, the console, whatever it is. And I have so much work to get to them. And I don't have that many Eddie Blazonczyk and the Versatones on 45. And this is one of them. And I usually play the polka that's on the other side. But, you know, we try to get a waltz in every show. And we haven't played an Eddie Blazonczyk waltz, I don't think, ever. Maybe not ever in the history of the show. I'm not sure. But anyway, here's Eddie and the Versatones. This is the Sweet Violets Waltz.
There once was a farmer who sat by the creek, watching the little boys play with their marbles and toys, having fun galore, when along came a girl who looked like a pretty young lady who laid in the grass. And when she rolled over, she showed us her ruffles and tuffles. We all wished her luck, for she entered a contest to see how long she could knit, while the boys in the barnyard were shoveling. Sweet violets, sweeter than all the roses, covered all over from head to toe, covered all over with sweet violets. A farmer who sat by the creek, watching the little boys play with their marbles and toys, having fun galore, when along came a girl who looked like a pretty young lady who laid in the grass. And when she rolled over, she showed us her ruffles and tuffles. We all wished her luck, for she entered a contest to see how long she could knit, while the boys in the barnyard were shoveling. Sweet violets, sweeter than all the roses, covered all over from head to toe, covered all over with sweet violets.
What a great record. You thought it was going to be serious, didn't you? Eddie Blazonczyk and his Versatones, the Sweet Violets Waltz. It's got big letters on it. It says, not for airplay. Well, not 50 years ago when that 45 came out. But nowadays, in modern times, we can get away with a little double entendre, can't we? Or a little, yeah, why not? Let's live on the edge a little bit. Anyway, Eddie Blazonczyk and his Versatones here on Tim's Hoopa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show. Yeah, my grandson's nearly three now. My daughter always said, he's two. He's nearly three. He's going to be three in July. He's nearly three. That's like 2 months away. And you know he's getting older because he is no longer scared of my dancing gorilla with the top hat and microphone that dances in place and sings La Bamba. 2 years ago, that thing scared the crap out of him, and he managed to sneak into the studio the other day. He loves sneaking into the studio. He saw the gorilla up on the high shelf next to the robot, and he was like, I want to play with that. And I took it down. I said, you're not going to like this. And I turned it on, and he just stood there looking at it like it was crazy, where before he screamed and cried. So I think that's a sign of maturity when you are no longer frightened by the La Bamba singing battery-operated, dancing, top-hat-waving monkey thing. Anyway, let's play a song before we get in any more trouble around here. How about the Twilight Schottische, Cousin Fuzzy and His Cousins? Cousin Fuzzy and His Cousins there. That's the Twilight Schottische on Tim Zumpa Hour. Your old-time oldies show. We got an email from a guy. It's been a couple of weeks now, I think. And had mentioned he would like to hear more old-time records that were recorded by Soma Records in Minneapolis back in the 50s, back in the day back then. And I have not addressed that yet. I promise we will play more of those in the show. I try to probably lean too far away from playing a lot of records from Minnesota since I'm in Minnesota. So I probably overcompensate by avoiding them. But there were a lot of good records made, and we've played them on the show from time to time. They're kind of in the mix, but I'll make it a point to grab some maybe next week. And I thought of that because I have the Gil Steel Band coming up here, and they're out of the Twin Cities, Minneapolis, St. Paul, and they're on Richmond Records, but I believe it was recorded and pressed by the Soma Records people. I'm not 100% sure. Yeah, I'm sure, because the record looks and feels like a Soma record, and you can tell. Anyway, here's a good oldie. An oldie. We're sitting here playing polkas on records. Here's an oldie. This is the Gil Steel Band. This is the Foolish Polka. Thank you. you go. Gil Steele Band there. Foolish Polka. This is Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show. And here I was talking about how we had an email from a guy interested in some records, hearing some songs. And I thought that would have been a perfect lead-in to remind you how to get in touch with us here at the Zumpa Hour. And I neglected to jump on that opportunity. I'm just looking at a record here. It says it's recorded in mono. I'll be looking forward to that. You're probably listening in mono anyway. Most of these records are old enough that... Anyway, sidetrack, tangent warning. If you want to get in touch with us here at the Zumpa Hour, easiest way and the best odds that I'm going to see it is if you email to zumpahour@aol.com. That's the best way. But you can certainly get us on Facebook, facebook.com/Tim's Zumpa Hour, and you can call or text. We have a number you can call or text, 218-259-2985. And if it's not answered by the Zumpa Hour, because it won't be, hi, you've reached the Zumpa Hour. No, because we're sharing the line. But you can leave a message there, even if you get a human, and say, hey, Zumpa Hour. And they dig it, man. 218-259-2985. And you can text to that number. You can leave a voicemail at that number. You can talk if a human answers at that number. Whatever you want. So there you go. The Langner Sisters up next. It's the If You Leave Me Now Polka. And what a lot of people don't realize is they are accompanied by Eddie Blazonczyk's Versatones. So here you go with the Langner Sisters on Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show.
I was all so sad and lonely, and my heart was broken all because of you. I always tried my best to make you happy, but you always left me sad and blue. I always tried my best to make you happy, but you always left me sad and blue. I remember the good times we had together, how you promised that your love for me was true. Although you've done me wrong, it doesn't matter, because I know I'm still in love with you. Although you've done me wrong, it doesn't matter, because I know I'm still in love with you.
There you have it, Langner Sisters, along with Eddie Blazonczyk's Versatones backing them up there. And If You Leave Me Now Polka here on Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldies show. Just taking it easy this week. Not a lot of stressful things to talk about. I'm not nothing I'm torqued off at to rant about or anything like that. Isn't it nice to be able to listen to the Zumpa Hour? Here all this great old-time music. I never talk about politics. It's like an hour break, because otherwise you hear politics all the time in the news and people talking and stuff, and just not here. It gives you a little break. All right, now this next record, kind of weird, Johnny Pecan and the Orchestra, but it says it's John Pecan and his orchestra. It doesn't say Johnny. I swear every other record I have says Johnny Pecan and the Orchestra on it. Weird. I don't know. Inglorious Mono, it says. This is the Old Timers Polka. Record says John Pecan and his orchestra, not Johnny, which kind of always confuses me when I get to that one. The Old Timers Polka here on Tim's Oompa Hour. It's your old time oldie show. Now here's another oldie but a goodie. Georgie Cook and his orchestra. Everybody knows the words to this. It's the I've Been Working on the Railroad Polka.
Don't you hear the captain shouting, Dinah, blow your horn. Someone's in the kitchen with Dinah. Someone's in the kitchen, I know. Someone's in the kitchen with Dinah, strumming on the old banjo. Shouting, Dinah, blow your horn.
won't you blow? Dinah, won't you blow? Dinah, won't you blow your horn? Dinah, won't you blow? Dinah, won't you blow? Dinah, won't you blow your horn?
Georgie Cook and the orchestra, vocal by the ensemble, it says there. And the I'm Working on the Railroad Polka, one of those records pretty much everybody in the planet can sing along with that one, at least a little bit, huh? All right, plenty of, I got to look at the clock here. Time is flying by again at another edition of the Oompa Hour. I got to pay attention here so I don't go too long, as then I'll get in trouble. The Jolly Swiss Boys over here on turntable number two. This is the Repeat Polka. Go Jolly Swiss Boys, the Repeat Polka on Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldies show. You want to know how to drive the spell check crazy in your computer? Type in the word Blazonchek. It's like none of these letters could possibly go together. I got red signs all over the place here. I love it. All right, we're going to try to sneak in a couple of more records here. I got the Goose Down Polka coming up. Goose Town Polka. Let's get it right. I'm not talking about pillows or fluffy winter jackets. The Goose Town Polka. Christy Hangel on the way here in just a couple of minutes.
Did you know there's a nonprofit organization that's been preserving and promoting polka music for almost five decades? Back in 1968, the International Polka Association was chartered to advance public interest in polka entertainment, including the study of polka music, dancing, and its rich history. The IPA even established the Polka Music Hall of Fame and Museum to honor deserving polka artists who've made significant contributions to the polka music industry. But to take polka music into the future, we need your help. Won't you consider joining the IPA? Your tax-deductible membership will help the IPA bring polka music to an even broader audience. For more information about the IPA, visit www.ipapolkas.com. That's www.ipapolkas.com. You'll also learn about the exciting annual IPA Festival and Convention, the International Polka Association, preserving the music we love.
Remember going to the record store and finding your favorite songs by your favorite artists? Those days are back at Keb's Records in downtown Bowie. Hate trying to buy records on the internet? Can't find your favorites from years ago? At Kev's Records, you can flip through the hits like you did in the good old days. From rock and roll, rhythm and blues, country and western, jazz, comedy, classical, and even polkas, we've got them all. All speeds too, 33, 45, and even 78. We have phonograph needles in stock for thousands of different record players. Personal service too. Just another one of the occasional shops in downtown Bovee. Like us on Facebook for sale dates and special events. More info online at KebsRadio.com. We're the world's smallest record store. Kebs Records, downtown Bovee.
All righty, I told you, Christy Hensel coming up here. This is the Goosetown Polka. Goosetown Polka, Christy Hensel here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldie show. I'm going to stick one more in here. I call it good for the week, but remember, of course, we always return the following week with a fresh stack of records and do it all over again, so have no fear. Johnny Hesney and his Music Makers, the name of the group. This is the I Never Knew Polka. That's the I Never Knew Polka. That is Johnny Hisney and his Music Makers here at Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldies show. And that wraps up another presentation of great old-time music here on the show. Of course, back to do it again next week. I'd just like to report during the show today, I started with a cloudy day and the sun has come out, ladies and gentlemen. I'm going to the basement to look for that little bitty record player part. And in the meantime, we'll see what happens.
I'm getting up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records. I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones. This is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations. This is a polka DJ.
Tim Zumpa Hour, produced at the studios of KEBS Radio, downtown Bovee, Minnesota. Brought to you by the International Polka Association, the World of Accordions Museum, and Kev's Records. We'll be back to do it again next week. Same bat time, same bat channel. In the meantime, stay happy, everybody.